Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friend! I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry. And we're here to ensure your success.
Jerry, today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, your fierce choice for insurance. My special guest today is Eddie Owens from Turning Heads Salon. Jerry, say hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
All right. Welcome, 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 Eddie.
Thank you very much.
Today, our success principle is about the mastermind, which is when two or more people come together in the spirit of harmony, we make a third mind. And Eddie, in case you got to ring that bell, does that stick work for you okay? There we go.
Just fine. Thank you.
And today, I've got not only one, Eddie. We start every show with a quote from Vince Lombardi.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, what a game today, huh, too, Eddie?
Oh, what an excellent game.
Unbelievable. Isn't it just fabulous that the NFL has started again? Now, Eddie, you're originally from Europe. Do you even understand the NFL football? I mean,
not so much. I have a question or two about it.
Okay.
Why does each club have two teams?
I'm confused.
Well, you have one that goes out for half the game and another that comes out for the other half of the game.
I like it, Eddie. You're showing us where you're from. Thank you. Well, we'll leave that one alone. I've got a couple of quotes here from Vince Lombardi. And in regards to the mastermind, and he says, Eddie, that the achievements of an organization are the results of a combined effort of each individual. Right?
Very true. Very true.
And the Green Bay Packers are basically a mastermind group. Wouldn't you agree?
I would imagine so. Yes, I would see that. Yeah.
Vince Lombardi also says that people who work together will win, whether it be against complex football defenses or the problems of a modern society.
I would agree. Working in harmony is probably a better requirement than just working together.
Working in harmony. I think that's why Andrew Carnegie said you must work in harmony.
Yeah, that's very good. Yes.
You know, and Eddie, I asked you to come on for this principle. And number one, you know, we go back 30, 40 years.
30 years.
Yep. You were just a young lad coming over from Dublin.
That's right.
I was a little greenhorn coming from Brookfield, Ohio. Now, Brookfield, Ohio was not hell, Eddie, but if you looked over the horizon, you could see it a little bit. But
Tom, don't you make fun of that place anymore.
Jerry, I'm
sorry, Jerry.
But, you know, we met at a restaurant, a now defunct bar and restaurant. If anybody of our fine listeners, our fine success friends, remembers a place called McCafferty's.
Grand Avenue. St. Paul.
St. Paul, Minnesota. That is where you and I met, mm-hmm. and we've stayed in touch over the years. And one of the things when I talk to people about the mastermind group, you know, I think the word that kind of gets everybody off kilter is the word group. Because they think, you know, I got to have this board of directors, or I got to have this football team, or I got to have this whatever. And until I get that whole thing put together, I can't do anything. And one of the genius that I see with you has been over the years that you build relationships with people and you work in harmony with them, and you're able to accomplish just a tremendous amount in your life. And one of the things I want to talk about real quickly is, besides being having a hair salon, you also are a sculptor.
Yes.
And you're truly an artist. And, you know, I know you worked with your mentor, Guy, was it?
Baldwin.
Guy Baldwin. But, you know, you're always able to talk with people, Eddie, and you go from where they want to be, the ideas you have, and then you come up with a creation.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making any sense here?
Yeah, that makes sense. There's always a personal assessment needed at any meeting or requirement, and that is to go in as honest and open, as prepared as you can. So you get as much from the person you're having that relationship with. Let them lead the direction if need be. You can lead the direction. People come with different issues. Just listen. Being a good listener and taking notes always seems to help, and allowing that person to express themselves in those ways allows you to decide how much of an input they want and what they expect of you. So I find listening in any situation is probably one of the better traits available.
Now, Eddie, how long have you had Turning Heads for?
28 years.
28 years. How did you go from this idea of, you were working for other salons.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How did you go from with this idea of, I'm working for someone that I'm going to work for myself?
Well, I think I came from a background. My father was a self-employed dentist in Dublin. So having grown up with that as a sort of an indication as to what work and job was, I think that was probably one of the main things I saw. So work was always independent.
You understood that I can work
for myself.
For myself.
Yeah, it was always my desire to work for myself. I had worked for other people and enjoyed it for the time I was doing it. I gained a lot of experience. Had worked for 8 years for other people, some of the best people in the Twin Cities and some in London too. But there came a time when I needed to work for myself because I wanted that security that my name was over the door, or not exactly my name, but my name was what these people thought of, so I was responsible.
The buck stops here.
That's it. You do it for yourself, and if you're doing it for yourself, you want to be successful, you're doing it for other people. It broadens you out. You accept other people. You accept their opinions. You know what you're going to have to deal with. I think that it brings a nucleus of support to two people moving forward, working together on a transaction.
So your mastermind really is the world in a certain sense. You have a very open mind. What can I do to improve, or what can I do to succeed? Or
yeah, I would say so. And it's also a cooperation. It doesn't have to be vast.
It's cooperation, but not conformity.
No, it's not conformity, because you bring your skills. They've picked you out for a skill set because of either a recommendation I have never advertised in my life.
And yet you can't even get an appointment for what, 3, 4, 5 weeks out?
3 weeks, 3, 4 weeks, yeah, probably
right.
out, yeah.
And you've
yeah.
never advertised.
And I have commissions waiting for sculpture. I got 4 or 5 of those waiting,
right.
too. So there's always work to be done. I've never advertised, no. I've always done word of
Isn't
mouth.
Isn't that fabulous? That's fabulous.
Well, I mean, it's not really necessarily an ambition. It's what's needed to succeed. And as you move through life, you have changes, you have relationships, you have children, you have things like that. You focus on your desire at any given time. I'm now in the latter part of my career, I would imagine, and I'm doing things more so, taking more risks, more with personal time than anything else, and more
meaning
expression. Meaning I'm taking less time from the monetary and taking a little more risk with the sculpture and trying to
okay.
do more of that sort of thing. Moving into new ideas, moving into retirement ideas, as I feel with the energy level I have, it'll never run dry, so I will always need an occupation as long as
right.
it keeps you going too. The healthier mind continues to learn and grow.
So, Eddie, do you think that true success comes from ourself, or is it in our working with others? I mean, where do you think, you know, number one,
I think it's internally.
Maybe you have a definition of success. I don't know.
I think it's internal. I think our ability to succeed is internal. I think there's a lot of stuff that can get you caught up and pulled down along the way. I think an amount of friendship and camaraderie is required in a good business environment. Like our relationship, Tom, it always raises you up and brings new ideas and motivations. You might just change 5 degrees and that'll wedge it right into where you need it to be,
right.
or whatever the situation might lead to. It is that ability to change and move, and just a small pivot will sometimes make everything look so different.
Well, again, and I think about the mastermind, and I think about how you get somebody coming into your shop, or you get someone coming to talk to you about a sculpture. I mean, I was very fortunate. I asked you to do a sculpture for me for my kitchen, you know, and it turned out immensely better than I could have ever dreamed it up. But that seems to be one of the hallmarks of you, is people come to you with ideas and you just don't give them what you want. You in harmony, you make that idea grow to something bigger than they even thought it could be.
Well, I suppose that's the confidence in having the ability to do the job needed. I'm fortunate I don't need to work per se to satisfy someone else, because I really have to satisfy myself as an artist, that I really right. have to do what I'm true to, even at the risk of losing that client or that commission or whatever
it's
it might be.
It's not just a business transaction. It is art.
It is, life is art in its own right. way. I mean, we can find how to deal with people by watching dogs at a dog park. I mean, we see the emotion.
Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, watching the Green Bay Packers. Yeah, watching a couple of birds. Just the interaction in life is enough motivation to continue going, unshackled. As it would be, unshackled by the oppression that some people carry in our heads. It's all in our own heads,
right.
as to what we can do, succeed or failure.
We are what we think about.
Yeah, we are. We are. We are.
One of the things that Andrew Carnegie says in his book, How to Increase Your Salary, is that we begin doing things because of a motive. We can continue doing them because of both motive and habit. But there may come a time when motive is forgotten and we continue on because of established habit. How important is that point to you in the sense of your daily, you know, I don't want to use the word mindfulness, but your daily routine is you almost cannot afford to be on a habit. You can't just mail it in, so to speak.
No, you can't mail it in, but you do need routine. You need routine in your personal life to prepare for each day and each job, and that is just to go in with the freshest, cleanest head you have. And there's ways of doing that, because we all strive with personal relationships outside of our job. We can find them successful, we can find them a burden from time to time, but all of those things need to be left alone when you go to work. You need to utilize work as a place that is a place where you can do your best, and you have to leave all the other stuff out there. And it can be rewarding to leave it outside. And that allows you to get to work and concentrate on the job at hand. And you are free, because nothing is going to change in the workday that's really going to enhance any other perspective. So it allows you to concentrate and gives you a better perspective. And I think by going to work with that in mind and keeping your head clear for your job and your job alone, you're going to achieve more success than otherwise. And I've experienced it on both levels, where you bring your emotions to work and that never works.
Ah, when you bring the home to the workplace.
And that is...
I mean, yes, it happens, but
it happens. But that's the growth of life. That's something you learn to accommodate as you get older.
Success, friends, isn't this fabulous stuff? I mean, I just love it. How do you keep your motivation alive, Eddie?
I need to go to galleries. I need to get out in the open air. I was just in Alaska for 10 days. I need to get away and see different perspectives. That inspires the art. Clear air is good. A lot of exercise. Walking is enough. And a routine of, some might call it meditation, but a routine of mindfulness.
Now, I just had another person on last week, about 10 days ago. He talked about how he meditates in the morning, meditates in the evening on his larger purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of what you talk about when you bring up meditation? I mean, you're just kind of quieting the mind? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah, quieting the mind, drinking some coffee, looking out the window,
right.
watching the world change as it does.
And Eddie, one thing I want to bring up too is the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency has a free gift for all of our success friends.
Oh, it does.
Just for listening today. You know, if they get a pencil and paper handy, we're going to tell them to write down www.gps4success. And what is on there is they can sign up for what we call free lemon drops. And a lemon drop is a daily inspiration that you let melt in your mind. And also, at the end of the week, they get a slice of success, which is just a little congratulations on a job well done. I mean, think about it, Eddie. Who out there is really telling you how fabulous you are besides yourself?
Oh, just you, Tom. Just
thank
you.
That's right. And you are fabulous.
Oh, well, thank you very
much. What do
you
think, Jerry?
Fabulous. And I said that without you moving your lips, Tom.
Oh.
Thank you, Jerry. We're improving. But, Eddie, I'm going to back off for a second. We're going to take a little break, take a little breather. If you want to take a sip of your water there, because I want to talk about the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, bringing you Insure Your Success. And the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency is your Fierst place, or your Fierst choice. I'm sorry, your Fierst choice for insurance, but maybe it will be your first place you should think about with insurance. You know, Jerry, on our website, Jerry has some videos, Eddie, about safety first. It's a world, it's a first world out there. I just love it. But seriously, success friends, the Fierst Insurance Agency is the place you need to get to if you want good coverage, great coverage, low prices, fair prices, and great service. www.fierstchoice.com. I'm giving you a lot of addresses today, Eddie. Where I don't know. Do we have a website for you right now?
We don't right
oh,
now.
Oh, good. We don't need to give you that address either. Thank you, success friends. You can put your pencils down. GPS, the number 4, success.com or fierstchoice.com. But, Eddie, we're going to get back talking here. My guest today is Eddie Owens of Turning Heads. What would we say? Hair salon and sculptor studio?
Yes, that's what it says over the door.
And I think I saw that the last time. I just loved it. I mean, I am going to tell you, Eddie, you have some pieces that are absolutely moving. And if a person can even just come in and take a look at some of your
artwork.
Oh,
yes,
sure, right?
Certainly.
They can come, they can even
it's
buy
a gallery. Yeah, it's a gallery as well as a salon.
Your work is moving. I mean, some of the stuff you've done, and I tell you this all the time, and I think you think I'm crazy, it's moving. The stuff you do is just fabulous. And I feel very fortunate to have being able to experience it. But what I want you to do, if you can, we've talked a little bit about us, but tell us a little bit more about what you do, your hair salon, about your sculptor. I mean, tell us about it, Eddie.
Well,
I mean, I know we've said a lot.
The sculpture comes from, all the sculpture seems to come from organic aspects. The planet that we live on, I think, is mostly what inspires it, because there's a lot of color, there's a lot of vibrance in it. It's considered
well, it comes a lot from the planet, too, in the sense of you are
everything is recycled by
sculpture from discarded products.
Yeah, it started that way, as it was an affordable way to do it, was just to use garbage. And then you find out a lot of what goes on in dumpsters and that. And I see shapes in everything. I see, every object has another use in my mind, be it inside, outside, upside down, turn it around, cut it, whatever. There is something in it all, and that then is part of the whole physical aspect of sculpture. Yesterday, much to my wife's chagrin, I made a smoker out of an old filing cabinet.
You made a smoker out of a filing cabinet.
I did indeed. I did indeed. So not necessarily a piece of art, but once
Eddie, I'm getting a little nervous over here.
It's Jerry, okay,
you're
Jerry.
Safe. Eddie's going to leave you alone.
We won't cook you, Jerry. All we right. won't smoke you, Jerry. You look too old to be decent.
He's aged, Eddie. He's aged well, though. I don't know. But you made a smoker out of a filing cabinet.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even use a filing cabinet as a filing cabinet that well. How do I make a smoker out of a filing cabinet?
Well, I got a thing on your computer called a spreadsheet.
Okay.
So that's your filing cabinet now. So there are all these redundant filing cabinets all over the place. So you cut
no
a grill in the bottom drawer and a grill in the top drawer, and you smoke away.
I just love it. That is the mindset.
Yeah, wild turkey legs we had last night. Very
off,
good.
Off the filing
smoker. Off the filing smoker,
so your
yeah.
wife was a little happier at the end result.
She was. It was, It was the proofing of the file cabinet that was bothersome to her.
It's not how we start, it's how we end, right?
Exactly, and that's a lesson for the metaphor. Isn't it? Mind matters that it is not how we start, it is indeed how we end.
That's good stuff, Eddie. That is good stuff. And so what you're telling the Packer fans is when they have a loss or two, don't get too disappointed.
Don't get too disappointed. Right. Ease up on the cheese. It's not good for you going into winter. Ease up on the cheese. You don't want any clogged artery by the time you watch your team get beat in the semifinal.
Right. He's making me sweat, Jerry. Eddie, you know, we talk about the mastermind. I know with the Fierce Insurance Agency, we are one of the key masterminds we have is between myself and my inside agents, because my inside agents are so important to providing that fabulous customer service. And if we're in harmony, you know, we can see that we can get the job done.
Right.
And kind of taking a point of what you're talking about how if we bring our home life, if you are home drama into the office.
Right.
Suddenly that harmony's gone out the window a little bit. So I do think, I know for our agency, using the mastermind principle in harmony, that's one of the reasons why the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency can succeed and provide the customer service that we've been able to provide for our clients.
Yeah. I think honesty is a very big aspect of that, and being able to say the mistake is mine or whatever might be the case and move forward. I think people are too busy these days to chase around looking for a solution that isn't there. Let's just move forward and get it done.
Right.
And in harmony. And that's actually, that is why I have been insured by Tom for numerous years now, because everything is taken care of. My kids have been insured with them, and boy, have they
had claims.
Oh boy, did they have claims. And again, if you wouldn't mind, and one more time, slam bam, thank you, man. Many claims on those automobiles. Yes, many claims.
I mean and Eddie, when we learned something for our fine friends out there, couple weeks ago, you went out in the morning to go drive your car, and your car was stolen.
Stolen.
True story, successful.
Stolen, indeed. The cop told me it might be found a couple of blocks away, but don't drive it home, because
it's still stolen.
It's still stolen. I was walking the dog late that night, found it two blocks from home. Of course, did my dutiful duty, call the cops, and they came and assisted me in retrieving my automobile without the impound fee.
Without. And the interesting thing about that is that we learned a little lesson that, what was it, the Honda CRV?
It's Honda CRV, early model. They only made one key. They made four ignitions for all Honda CRVs.
And that was from like 98
to? 98 to 2002 or 3, I think.
Okay.
And that very one key, if you took it and ran it on either edge and filed it down a little more, it would work for all Honda CRVs from that era.
Unbelievable. So, success, friends, this is why you need an insurance agency that will help you in your time of need. Eddie was able to call us. We were able to work through it. The good news is Eddie had his Honda had it was not an automatic. It was a standard, right? A shift.
Gift. Yep.
So the thief was young and did not know how to drive a shift stick.
Mm.
That's why we thought for a minute it might be your son. No offense there, son.
Drove it two blocks and tried to Google ways to drive it. I didn't think that worked for him. So he just took another Honda CRV that was right there.
He parked it next to the CRV, took one that was an automatic, and away we
went. Away he went in a white Honda CRV, a very fine-looking vehicle, too.
But Eddie, we do try to work with our clients. I mean, we've insured your shop for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've ever had too many problems with that.
Nope.
That has been a good thing. But
home?
Whenever there's a question, do you feel that we've been able to step up to the plate?
Yep. Always.
And feel good about that.
It's been excellent. Service has been excellent, and finding new agencies, etc. If other ones get too expensive, it's all worked out to be very successful. And
you know, that's a good point too, and that's one of the things we do with our mastermind is we're not locked into one company, like you say, Eddie. When somebody takes a rate increase or whatever, we're able to get you. We're able to shop your insurance for you, and therefore we save you the time and energy to do that too.
Excellent. Very true.
So
very true.
Try to do that.
Very true.
Let me see what else we want. What other thoughts have you in your mind, Eddie, when we talk about the mastermind?
Well, pretty much that it's inside of all of us. I mean, I think we all have the ability to succeed where we want. You've got to keep going forward with it.
Your experience has not been necessarily to seek out a member to be a part of your group. Your experience has been more one to who's out there, let me make them part of the
group. I've had partnerships and I've had a larger amount of employees, and it was very beneficial for some time, but it also felt that from time to time it's more work than I ever wanted, and management was not my thing. It's actually creating, doing the job, doing what I need to do, and that is to be physically there, involved, and since my name is on the business, that that I do the right work. So I've found being working solo to me right now is very much the way to be, and it's a difficult place to get to. I don't realize that from time to time, having worked for 35 years right now, I find
when you
that
think about starting over, I mean, it's kind of a daunting thought, process.
It would be.
What do you share? What are your thoughts to share with people that are thinking of starting? I mean, a lot of hairdressers out there would love to start their own shop. I mean, what success?
Well, I think you got to look at your expenses going into anything. I think financial is a big aspect, because we are a capitalist society and you still have to pay your bills. So I think that's a very relevant thing to make sure that if you want it to succeed, you've got to make sure that you are financially successful, and being so is not to take on too much liability, too many bills going into it. Try and go into it with a chance to succeed, and that is being somewhat financially successful.
So kind of pay attention to details.
Pay attention to the
details. And Eddie, that's the one thing I remember about you when you were starting. You were really concerned about the money, right?
Right. Aren't we all? Not really.
I think
not
they
really
told you, don't do that. I remember, you know.
I did. I went to a couple of those courses, and they right, yeah, advised me not to work for myself. Yeah.
I went to see my financial advisor the other day, Eddie, and he told me that I should diversify. So I took two tens out of my left pocket and put them into my right pocket.
Diverse.
Eddie, we're coming near the end of the show. I want to thank you so much for your time today. It's fabulous working with you. I hope our success friends have learned something from you today, because I know I have. How about you, Jerry?
Hey, hello. Is somebody out there?
Jerry, never mind.
Never mind, Jerry.
Never mind, Jerry. But seriously, we learned some good things today. Turning Heads is the name of your salon. It's over in St. Anthony Park, I believe.
In St. Paul, Minnesota.
St. Paul, Minnesota. Just get out there to look at the artwork. It's just unbelievable. Remember, success friends, the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency has a gift for you just for listening, and it's called a lemon drop. That daily inspiration that will melt in your mind all day. We appreciate you coming in today. We hope you enjoyed the Packers game. We look forward to seeing you in about a week. I do believe it's about a week that we'll see him next Saturday, I guess it is. The fair starts this week, so we hope you have a good time and you're able to get to the fair. Eddie, are you getting to the fair this year?
I live in the fair. St. Anthony Park is right by the fair. The fair comes to me every year for 11 happy days.
You just love it, don't you?
Just love it. Just
Jerry,
love
will
it.
You, will you be at the fair, Jerry?
Piranha Pop.
Hot dog on a stick. That's what we call Jerry. A hot dog on a stick. All right. So anyways, that's that's our show for today. I appreciate everybody taking the time to listen. We look forward to seeing you next week. Remember, the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, your fierce choice for insurance. Jerry, any last words?
Yeah, Tom. Remember, slow down. It's scary out there.
Bye.
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 Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you.